Yeah, welcome into the second hour of the programme. Clem Ryan, CEO of KFM, joins me in studio now because, Clem, yesterday afternoon we got the devastating and heartbreaking news that our good friend and colleague Celine Garvey passed away after a very long battle with cancer. And she was an incredible person, and we would have known her down through the years here in KFM.
I think that's a fair comment, Owen. Let me first of all extend my deepest sympathy to, first and foremost, her daughter, Eleanor. And Eleanor's, I think, about 10, maybe 12, I'm not sure, 12 years old. And it's an incredibly sad and devastating period for her, as the last couple of years as well. Also to Celine's mother, Josie, to her brothers, Mark, our colleague, Rob, who works here in KFM and presents the Sunday 11 to 2 show, and of course her sister Linda. Celine's dad Noel died some years ago. We knew this was coming for quite a long time, despite hope and optimism. Anyone who has ever suffered from cancer will know, or anybody who's had any family member who has suffered from cancer, you will know, that you explore every possible answer and hope that, you know, there might be a better outcome. And nevertheless, as stage by stage of the illness goes through, there's always that thing at the back of your mind, you know, this is not looking good, it's not looking good, but you maintain the optimism. And when I use the word optimism, I think the word optimism, sunshine, bright, beaming, was Celine Garvey. I first encountered Celine all of 24 years ago, 20 years ago exactly, here in KFM, when the station was coming to air. Celine was only a 20-year-old at that stage. And we engaged her in terms of doing a youth music programme. That's how she started her career. She was a bundle of energy, big head of red hair on her, and a very colourful individual, a fine, fine artist. And she carried that work through. I'll mention that in a couple of minutes' time. But over the years, Celine presented a variety of shows for us. She presented music shows regularly, filled in on those. She presented an arts programme over the years. And most recently, until her illness prevented her carrying on, she presented the Thursday night show here on KFM between 7 and 8, Women in Music.
And just to say, Christmas morning was never the same unless you heard Celine Garvey on the radio. I remember as a child opening presents and Celine being the voice in the background on the radio. She always did Christmas.
And she insisted on doing that programme live, whereas programmes on Christmas Day, we're happy to record them and whatever else. But Celine always wanted to be in studio on Christmas Day, and that was a staple here on KFM. But going back to that 20 years, she used to bounce into the building. She was an absolute rolling ball of energy. And always the huge smile and the huge, hi everybody, and you knew Celine was in the building, wherever you were, because you heard her extending greetings to everybody, chatting to everybody. And that most wonderful personality, she brought sunshine into your day. And I don't know if you know this, but I actually recruited Celine at one stage. Celine, any chance you do a few matches for me?
As a reporter?
As a reporter. She was certainly a Jacqueline of all trades, as we'll say, in terms of the radio. And she says, I know that they're nothing about sport. I think she might have picked up a hurley in school or something at one stage. But off she went and did a most competent job on a couple of matches for me, until she said, now don't push me on the commentary or anything like that. But as a presenter, and a very versatile presenter across that wide range of shows, music, whatever else, and she had a great personality in there, great natural way of talking. But above all, Celine was a family person. And the Garvey family are a very tight-knit family and very mutually supportive. That's from a wonderful mam, Josie, who basically, and her siblings, Mark, Rob and sister Linda, over the last couple of years, who have all circled the wagons in helping Celine and doing whatever they could for Celine. And so many groups stepped up as well to help her. The last time I met her was Christmas. And I called to her home just to bring her a little gift from us here in KFM and say, listen, we're thinking of you all the time, Celine, and your job is always here. And speaking of that most recent position she had, which Dave McGrath is doing a wonderful job filling in since Celine's illness became too much for her, I recall the evening being here in the station late, and Celine bounced in. Usual, hi everybody. It was about maybe 6:30, 6:45, we were here working late. And chatting to her, but I detected there was something. I said, how are you doing? Because we had known that she had been ill for quite a while. How's it going? And she said, not good. I just got very bad news that the cancer had spread. I said, go home. Go home. Take your time. Do what you have to do. We'll carry on. We'll sort out the program and everything else. No, she said, I want to do my program. I said, Celine, look, with the news you've just got, go home. She said, no, please let me do my program. I said, okay. I listened to that program on the way home because I was very concerned about her. And it was as if she did that program. And I said to myself, how? Mm. How can she do it? She did that program as if she had never heard that devastating news that afternoon, that the cancer had spread, that there were further problems. Things weren't looking good. And then at Christmas, the last time I met her, and I said to her, listen, she said, come in. And I said, no, because you're ill. I don't want, just in case, I mean, who knows with COVID and things like that, people's immune system is down, this, that and the other. And we had a chat at the door and I wished her well, said we were thinking of her and that her job, come back anytime you feel you're ready. And we always had that hope. And her brother Rob, who's proved such a wonderful employee here since he joined us on the Sunday programme and has been working with you on the town hall broadcasts over the last couple of months. Incidentally, there's one of those broadcasts going out tonight, the one about Salins, yeah, isn't it? Between 7 and 8. The issues facing Salins and what people would like for the future. We're doing 12 towns that you recorded and Rob lending production assistance. So what can we say except we're all extremely saddened today. Life goes on. That is the unfortunate thing about it. Life goes on. Celine wouldn't want, and I'm pretty sure it is, Celine wouldn't want people to weep. I know her family are heartbroken. The point that I'm awkwardly trying to make is she would want people to adopt the attitude she had in life, which was always very proactive. And Owen, you did an interview with Celine not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I think we have an excerpt of that to give people just a taste of Celine Garvey on KFM.
I have had many realistic conversations, and if you want to live better, have a really bad diagnosis.
Yeah.
I'm living every single moment now. Your filters are gone. Mm-hmm. You don't, you say exactly what you think. My sister is an organiser and she has been amazing. She's just helped me with planning and appointments and times when I've broken down. She's called people to kind of be at my side and get me back up again. And my mom has been amazing too. It's tough enough. You know, we've been through a lot. Our family, yeah, have been through a lot. My brothers have been helping me out. I've been calling them going, hey, you need to come out and help me with the goats. I've goats. So, you know, they're coming out and sorting out things in my house. But it's... I didn't realise how many people I have been affected or been in contact with in my 43 years. I've had so many people want to do things for me.
Is that the end of it there? Because I don't have my headphones on. That's just a measure of the bright spirit of Celine. But before I just finish on this particular view, we mustn't forget that Celine had many other strings to her life. One of those, she was very active in the arts and had an exhibitions over the years, great painter. But also, of course, most people will be familiar with Celine for her work in the Moat, Theatre in Nice, where she worked in the entertainment section for many, many years and was always on to us here in KFM. Listen, will you promote this for us? Will you promote that for us? And I know she was extremely popular, and her colleagues at the Moat over the last couple of years had organised so many activities in support of her to fund her treatment and stuff like that. So we extend our sympathy to them as well today.
Yeah, she was also big in the Zumba world as well. She loved her Zumba, and she did lots of classes with people around the county as well. And obviously, look, the Garvey family are great friends of the Beattie family. They're lifelong friends, and Josie and Noel would have been best friends with my granny and granddad, Des and Catherine. And we're all heartbroken at the passing of Celine. And the last time, just an interesting one, myself and Amy were driving along the Kilcullen Road in Nace at the start of April, on the 9th of April, and we saw a little mint green Volkswagen camper van, and we said, that is an amazing camper van, look at that. And it stopped at a traffic light, and who was sitting up driving it? Only Celine and Eleanor in the front seat.
Yeah.
And I texted her afterwards and said, did I just see you driving a camper van? She says, ah yeah, you know me, bought a camper van, and she was driving around in it, and that's the person she was.
And I've seen that parked outside the cottage on my way home each evening. And as I would drive by her house every morning and every evening, she was always in my thoughts on a daily basis. And the one thing, you know, there's mornings you feel, Jesus, I can't put up with this, or I need to deal with this, or you feel under pressure for this reason or that reason, or you're in a bad mood for other reasons, you mightn't have slept well or whatever else. And every time I passed her house, and likewise going home in the evenings, after maybe what might be a tough day at work or whatever else, her presence in that house focused my mind on saying, listen, nothing matters on this planet if you haven't health. And every time I thought of Celine, I said, how would I deal with the illness? I don't think I'd be as brave or courageous or as positive and as outgoing and continue to sharing. And her, that's excerpt from a much longer interview you did, her attitude there was everything about Celine. She took it on and she faced it. So we've lost a very valuable colleague, we've lost a friend, we're all very sad about it today. Life will go on, but one thing for sure, Celine Garvey will not be forgotten by us, by her colleagues at the Moat Theatre, by her very, very wide circle of friends, and she had many. And above all, she will be missed greatly by her family, but forever remembered. Once again, on behalf of us all here in KFM, and I know I'm speaking for so many other people, humbly speaking for so many other people, to extend our deepest sympathy to her daughter, 12-year-old daughter Eleanor, to her sister Linda, her brothers Mark, and our colleague here in KFM, Rob, and in particular to her mam, Josie. Tommy Guleran Vro, Vrona Kunsha, our KFM, Gami Kovron, Le, Josie, Le Shunklan Guler, Agus Le Shunakard Guler, Agus Guimi Tsalos, Agus Shiokond, Anam Usel, Celine, Gomarishi Gobun, Imaskna Flash, may she rest in peace.